broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
It is a great day to be alive on this Tuesday after a Brewers victory. It's Kyle Bruston-Northman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust. Alongside me, Kyle Wallace. Say something, Kyle.
I'm feeling good for a Tuesday, and I think it's because of my Brewers.
There it is. Brad Northman, longtime NFL punter, Super Bowl 50 runner-up. He subscribed to watch the games, and he was texting during the game.
Oh, I subscribed to FanDuel, and I'm getting every penny out of that subscription. That is on at the Northman Estate, and we're loving every minute of it. Kyle, very nice throwback Brewers jersey. I'm glad that we're not playing like the 90s, but I like the 90s vibes.
Fun summer. Thanks, Mark.
I will say it was fantastic. I do play basketballs on Mondays, only for a couple more weeks, and then it's the wedding. Two more weeks to not get hurt before the wedding. Shouldn't even put that in the existence of the world. But to hop in the car, have Lane Grindle on for the Salvatore home run.
Wait, are you saying you didn't watch the game?
No, I watched the game as soon as I got home.
Wait a minute.
You mean to tell me you went to play basketball instead of watching The Miz against the Chicago Cubs for first place?
Unfortunately, that is what happened. But I'll be
unfortunately,
at the game
that's
tonight.
A choice.
It is a choice. I chose
fraud. He's the Brewers fraud. Same head my behind.
Yeah,
you chose
I hear ya.
Basketball. Pick up basketball with a whole
it's
bunch
not,
of old fogies.
Up.
Okay, basketball with a whole bunch of old fogies who may have talented sons.
Fogies.
But yeah, you
it's actually the summer sessions. So we're playing a lot of college kids. I have like the oldest team in the league, so we grind it up. And it's
but he's a fraud. He got on you about the fact that you don't watch all the games because you didn't have it. He got on me because I lose my Spectrum password. But here he is. Here he is during one of the biggest games of the season, the biggest moments.
I'll fight
for the top of the NL Central.
The only context I'm going to provide is this was a personal health choice because I was a solo man for
personal
Wednesday, Thursday,
choice.
Friday, Saturday. I had 18,000 Palermo's pizzas, way too much ice cream at like 11 o'clock at night, and I needed to work out because it was a personal health choice.
You chose rec league basketball over the Brewers.
I did predict Miz would only go four. There that is.
Yep.
I did get to hear Lane on the call for Sal's home run. I made it back for the cherry bomb that was thrown across the plate for Christian Yelich to take yard, which bounced on the wall twice. It's the second time in less than a week that the ball is bounced on the wall after Blake Perkins tried robbing it. Now we got Yelich. I mean, it's just crazy. That wall must have a nice cushion. Might be a good pillow.
You see how he's trying to move away from
yeah,
but do you see how
deflect.
I brought back all the knowledge yes. that I have of actually watching all of the Brewers games there in a subtle way?
Move past it. But no, I mean, you're a fraud from last night. Ben.
I will
right.
say.
Okay.
I will
last
say,
night, I'll own. Last night, fraud.
If anything, I feel bad for you, Ben, because
I agree. I had FOMO when I was at my basketball game, and I looked at my phone, and I saw you guys were lighting up the texts.
Watching the Miz get some, three runs on him early, I started to be like, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
But he came back strong, and watching him get strikeout after strikeout to allow us to get our bet of over 6.5 strikeouts, nothing short of thrilling.
Alex Strofe's running the show. UKB Nation, as always, can get us on the Carveless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776. List is more. See us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Strofe, how's your day going?
I'd say I'm at about a 3 out of 10.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
You're
historically
at a 3 out of 10. Why are you at a 3 out of 10?
To pull a Strofe, how do I get you to an 8?
Maybe leave?
Oh, wow.
So it's
wow.
me. This is my fault.
100% your fault. Yeah, no. Kyle and Brad, you have nothing to do with
that. That thing.
What's going
that's
on, buddy? Talk to me. Talk.
Call me, buddy. Don't talk down to me.
All right, boss.
Yeah, you earned your respect.
What happened?
Well, you see, I'm very excited tonight. My two aunts, my mother, coming to stay with me and the lady. We lost our grandma 10 years ago, my late grandmother, who we miss dearly. And she made this great cucumber salad that I was planning on making tonight. And one of our teammates here at Good Karma Brands has a garden filled with cucumbers, and it, for the last week, has been bringing me cucumbers. And I told her, hey, I need a really big one to, like, make this cucumber salad. She said, yeah, I've got one for you. I'll bring it on Tuesday, which is today, for those of you keeping track. And good old Ben Brust, who clearly wasn't busy today and knows he'll never face any repercussions for touching other people's things, walks over to my desk today and goes, hey, you guys would know it'd be really funny. You know, it'd be really funny if I, you know, it'd be really funny if somebody recorded me on video and I took a video out of the cucumber that Strofe needs to make his late grandma's.
A video out of the cucumber?
If I took a bite out of the cucumber that Strofe needs to make his late grandma's cucumber salad for his family.
Wait, you've gone too far. I did not know when I took the bite that it was for your late grandmother.
I disagree.
He knew. Kyle was there.
I disagree. I saw it.
That is a malicious bite.
You saw it. Me eat the cucumber.
No, I saw it happen. I saw Strofe get visibly upset. And yes, it's only a cucumber. But then when I heard the story behind the cucumber and the fact that Strofe was sitting here planning for his dear old aunties and mother to come into town and he was collecting all these cucumbers.
To make the what? What were you going to make?
Wow. Cucumber salad.
He said, is it your late grandma's recipe?
Correct.
He said that.
Oh, wow.
He literally said that. As you are chomping down, bullying the kid, and hush, eating that dang cucumber, he said, well, stop it, Ben. This is for my family. I wanted to make my grandmother's recipe. And you said, I don't care about your grandmother. He said, but she's dead.
You're lying now.
But she's my dead grandmother. He said, oh, okay. And he kept chomping down. Strofe, am I lying? Did he ever stop eating it?
No, that's 100%
what
happened.
He devoured the cucumber. I mean, just, Brad, when I said he was like Godzilla and he was just the people. Strofe was the people. This Godzilla was coming through, ruining stuff.
I'm sitting at my desk minding my own business, my dad. I had headphones on. I wasn't I was working on the show.
You're working hard.
And you know, he just comes through and it'd be really funny. It'd be really funny, guys. And everybody in the office is like, you're just being a Richard. What are you doing? I don't think anybody found enjoyment out of it except himself.
I disagree. There was a lot of laughter on the video posted on Twitter.
It was
a bite
funny.
Of a cucumber.
I don't. He's weird. Something wrong
a
with
random
him.
Cucumber on someone else's desk. Who thinks, you know what? I'm going to take bites out of that thing.
For the record, I love cucumbers.
Yeah,
like,
I
love
him
cucumbers.
That. I said, dude, you're eating a full cucumber? He said, I love cucumbers. I said, clearly. I mean, a cucumber, what, a foot long? It was a foot long.
It was a foot long.
It was a long
cucumber. And he devoured it. I was just
no $5 foot long.
Here's the other part of this.
Can I add some context to this, or are you still going to get on your soapbox?
Why was the cucumber so important?
What was the other thing?
Again, it wasn't the cucumber. It was the principle.
Oh, so now you're about the principle.
It's not that hard to find me myself a replacement cucumber. It's not even that I was worried
about. On my busy, busy day, I drove over to the local grocery store and I got you 6 cucumbers, 3 regular, 3 organic.
Right. And you know what he didn't get at the grocery store? 2 simple words. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
There hasn't been an apology. There has been I'm Ben Brust. You know what I'm going to do? Throw money at my problems.
That is true. That is true.
Fixed it.
Rich guy. Rich guy.
By the way, Strofe started laughing when I was eating his cucumber because he had the audacity to tell me that the cucumber was non-GMO.
Yeah, it didn't have GMOs. Didn't have GMOs.
It was fresh out of somebody's garden.
It was fresh out of a garden.
That was my favorite part.
That's
he goes, dude, that was non-GMO. Additionally, more context. I happen to run into somebody who knows Alex Strofe really well. Might be at the dinner that his family's coming in town for. And she was like, wait, what's going on? He hasn't even gone to the grocery store yet to get everything needed for the cucumber salad.
That's because I had a phone call with my mother at, let me look, 10:48 a.m. about that.
You didn't have the recipe yet?
No, I have the recipe. I just needed her to bring vinegar.
Dang, that's messed up. Did you tell them already?
I'm out of vinegar.
Non-GMO cucumbers that were freshly from a garden, and especially for them, that was going to be for your dinner tonight. Did you tell your family that?
Yes.
It was going to be just that beautiful touch of homegrown.
When I talked to my mom at 10:48 a.m., I said, my great teammate who requested to be named. I actually said her job title, our awesome job title, has been bringing me cucumbers. So I have all these cucumbers, and I want to make grandma's cucumber salad.
Oh my gosh, poor guy. That you are evil.
Incredible. He's got 6 cucumbers now but from a local grocery store.
You messed up what his plan was. And
no,
I mean,
the plan is
delicious.
The plan is still in motion.
The plan is now that I have to make 6 times the recipe.
You got to bring some in for us.
Not you, but yeah, I'll bring some in.
Here's the thing, Strofe. When I ate the cucumber, you affirmed that I did the right thing by looking at you just sit and sulk like a baby.
Oh my gosh, his face was red.
No,
I was
contrition.
Felt bad for him.
I was hot. I was
He was very upset. I had actually.
You told him he needed the veggies.
Real story. Know what I did say?
This is the first piece of green from the earth that he's going to eat.
Real story, Strofe, what did I tell you? Because Strofe was just cussing like a sailor. And I said, Strofe, I know you're upset, buddy, but hey, you can't lose your job over a cucumber.
I did let a few bombs drop, then I took a walk.
Oh, you took a walk?
You had to walk it off?
I went and got lunch, yeah. Not a cucumber, by the way.
You can get cucumbers at the place you went lunch on your sandwich.
Have you no shame?
Me?
Him!
Yeah, you did look at Strofe. I was like, does he? I don't know.
Well, it would be classic Ben Bruss to be clearly 100% definitively in the wrong, but somehow it becomes my fault.
I thought you were going to take one bite and stop.
But well,
how many bites did you take?
I ate the whole cucumber.
You ate the whole thing?
I ate the whole thing.
I mean, I love cucumbers.
I thought you like kind of like bit through it and then, here's it back. You ate the whole cucumber?
Dude, he took the cucumber like a watermelon and bit like, from
like,
the side.
Like he bit it in the middle. Like a corn.
Yeah, he ate like corn. I heard and I'm thinking, oh, he really ate that. And I turn around, and he literally bit right into the center of it. You got to look at it on Twitter.
That is crazy, Ben.
At Ben Brust on Twitter X, you can see the face of Alex Strofe distraught legitimately. And I don't know. I think I still don't feel bad, and I think I don't need to say sorry.
What did you just see the cucumber, and you thought to yourself,
"This would be
I'm
fun.
Eating that.
I said this would be fun.
Oh my gosh. That's diabolical.
It is diabolical. Look at this.
Why are you showing Brad something he can look up on his own?
I don't know why Brad hasn't looked it up on his own. Do you see that, Bradley? Make sure y'all go
and
to Twitter.
Ben is taking the bites with a smirk on his face. Just a really over the top chewing.
I love my little Strofe.
Strofe, you wanna take this from him? Like at a certain point,
he's shutting down.
No, at a certain point, you got to
run
stand
this
up for yourself.
The flagpole, Strofe.
He tried already. He complained to everybody in the office.
Strofe, do you realize? Have you ever seen Rugrats?
Do you remember the hell Kyle raised when people ate his food?
Listen, I was heated. Yeah, Strofe, I would have. If I were you, I would have knocked the cucumber out of his hand so it hit the floor and stomped on it.
I'm pretty sure that would have gotten me fired more so than a little swear word.
No,
that wouldn't got you fired.
That wouldn't have got you fired. I actually would have loved that.
You got to stand up for yourself.
I would have loved that.
There was nothing I could do at that
point. I want to know that pig heart has some fire in it.
There was nothing I could do at
you
that
could
point.
Snatch the...
Even
you could,
if you guys fought, I don't think you'd be fired.
Agree.
Oh, here we go.
Strofe.
You've tried this. He's not even able to get through the door.
Strofe headphones off.
And he can't open the door. Oh, no.
No, the best part is I do this every time, and he thinks I'm coming in the door. He's looking at me talking, and he went back to the door. Like the dumb idiot he is.
Oh, my gosh.
Strofe, demand an apology. Demand an apology.
Yeah, demand it.
No, I'm not going to grovel to that
I'm punk. Also not going to apologize for not adding Strofe to our Jacob Mizorowski over 6.5 Ks for plus 165.
Strofe, you're just taking L's left and right here, man.
We talk about the Milwaukee Brewers win and what we do with the winnings from yesterday's sportsbook bet at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Brewers back at it against the Cubs tonight. I'll be there. Strofe, I actually haven't... You know what? Are you free tonight? Oh, you... Never mind.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Nothing's ever happened to you from a breakup.
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, no.
I don't want to talk about it.
You brought it, so I had to ask.
I ain't going to put my old shorties on blast. But
why not? They're old shorties.
I've had some old shorties.
Yeah.
My parents listen to this show. I don't want my parents to know the craziness that I've dealt with that they son been a part of.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
This isn't the first time this has happened because I get left behind. You guys abandoned me 3 times a week all summer long. And then when I want to be part of the fun on this program after everything I provide and bring and prepare for this show, I'm always left out. I'm always the odd one out. But not mad, just disappointed. What's Sal Frelick to go yard tonight?
First pitch is a fly ball. Deep right. Bye-bye baseball. Salvatore gives the Brewers a 6-3 lead with his 8th home run of the season.
Lane Grindle on the call on the Brewers Radio Network 620 WTMJ as well, our sister station. I was listening to that, and I thought of you, and I also love that Lane said Salvatore. Made it even better. The hard part about that is Strofe asked us what Sal Frelick was to hit a homer. Plus 950 yesterday at Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Didn't get in on Mizorowski with us. Didn't get on Sal. Got his cucumber eaten. He's on a rough stretch right now. That being said,
hold on. I'm on a rough stretch right now. But all three of those things have the same factor at play. Ben Brust, Ben Brust, and Ben Brust.
Oh, wow. Sounds like you got a bully named Ben Brust.
Sounds like I got to tell you what I love, which is Stranger Things and anything Palermo. Stranger Things Surfer Boy Pizza is crafted by your very own Palermos and is back just in time for the final season of the hit Netflix series. Grab all four new flavors along with limited edition collectible stickers in every box at your local grocer today. Love me some Palermos, and I love winning some baseball bets. Jacob Mizorowski, 4 innings, 7 Ks. We had over 6.5. Kyle's got the ticket. The question is now, Kyle, are you going to put your winnings and what you paid into another bet for today?
What? Is that a real question?
You know what I mean? It's called roll.
That sounds like a yes out of you.
Full transparency. When Jacob Mizorowski threw that strike, my stomach was hurting because I had some cheese yesterday. Bad choice. And so when you text me, I wasn't actually watching the game because I was using the bathroom. So you text me, I said, hey! I said, baby.
From the bathroom?
Yeah, I said, baby.
Oh, my God.
She probably thought you needed toilet paper.
We just won $17. So you think I could come home without that $17? You really think I can try to parlay that? Maybe I could parlay 10.
Brad.
But the winnings, the earnings,
Brad,
I got to keep.
We each 20 to win 33, so we get $53 each. We have $106 that I would like to roll in, and I'd be willing to offer 25, whatever half of my winnings are, as a olive branch to Alex Strofe. You don't have to buy in, Strofe. Do you want half of my winnings to roll into the bet as I go to the Brewers
Cubs
game tonight?
Wait a minute. What about the delivery boy? Why don't you get the delivery boy offer me something like that?
You can have a dollar.
Delivery boy, you walked 50
We were at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel.
I was in a rush.
Strofe, are you ignoring me? He's not ignoring me.
Ben, you know I'm in. I believe in my, unlike Kyle, I believe in my Brewers. I believe in,
wait,
I do
want
to hear a thing or two about what sort of bets you think is going to be the next winning bet. Because, boy, that, not only was I confident that Miz was going to get 7 strikeouts, but, boy, that was a treat to watch. So, Ben, as I said yesterday before.
We'll come together.
We will come together, and we will place a bet. And there it is, Kyle.
Yeah, and
Kyle, you got $27.
Don't show that barcode. I'm not going to show the barcode because I need my money. Like I said, I already told baby I'm bringing the bacon home.
But, Kyle, you got $27 worth of bacon.
That's an appetizer at a dinner.
That's not enough bacon. You need more bacon
than that. Listen, fool me once, shame on you. Or me. Wait, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice. Shame on you. Fool me a third time or a fourth time, fifth time, sixth time. Won't get fooled again. That's what George Bush said. And I ain't going to be no fool because Ben Brust has fooled me over and over and over again. We were just talking
about. You didn't get fooled yesterday when the Miz got 7 strikeouts and your 10 turned into 27.
I believed in the Miz, but no. I feel like we parlayed my money another time with the Brewers. Yeah, the Brewers at the end.
On the Carbless Talking text line, 800-990-3776. Strofe's the clown guy says, Kyle's a clown. Take your money and run. You ain't built for this.
I'm not. You know what? He is absolutely right. I am not built for that type of. I love the rush. I had a rush, but I need my money. So I'll put 10.
Can you even afford a pack of bacon with $17?
Yes,
not
you can.
Today's market.
Yeah, you can afford a pack of bacon. You sure can.
Not good bacon.
Absolutely. Oh wow, Brad. Yeah, absolutely. So no, I'm keeping my money. I'll let y'all. Maybe I'll put 10 on it, but my winning's got to come back to Papa.
Don't you even want to hear what the bet's going
to
be?
Yeah, we can see. But I can't trust Ben with this ticket because Ben might mess around and put my money somewhere else, and I don't want that.
Sispack Abs chimes in on YouTube. Anybody who used to watch and listen to Ben's previous show with Greg Scalzo, Scalzo and Brust, knows that Ben's love language is this, what he's doing to Alex Strofe. He must really like you, Strofe.
Abuse? Verbal abuse? Physically abusing his...
But then offering an olive branch to say, do you want half of my winnings on whatever Brad and I go in on?
No, his love language is avoiding the term "I'm sorry" and doing whatever he can to get away with whatever he does. There's never any repercussions for him. It's truly unbelievable.
But do I, if I win you money, do you care about anything that's happened?
Probably, yes. I do have morals.
All right, so
his love language is words of negativity.
Sometimes it is.
That's pretty accurate.
So yesterday at basketball, we were like nobody says anything to me ever, but one of the older guys on our team was like, "Dude, you got beat backdoor twice. Like, I'm trying to win this game," and wow. I responded to it. I was like, "Yes, somebody yelled at me, and I locked in, and we won by double digits."
Wow, remarkable the way your brain is wired.
Yell at
truly.
Me.
Well, don't you listen? I'm gonna yell at you now. When I give you this ticket,
don't
now,
yell at me because that's my love language.
No. Wait a minute.
So be nice to me.
Wait a minute. You said your love language is yelling, so I want to yell at
words
you.
Words of negativity.
Yeah. So listen, don't be no dummy and take somebody else's money and go and reinvest the money without their consent. So when I tell you I want my 20, y'all owe me. Because I get the change. Remember that. We agreed
sure,
to that.
You can have the change.
I get the change. So I'm coming over with $28. $28.
We'll get you $28.
And so, thank you, sir. And so, with my $28, I expect to have that back. Now, I will be open to investing 10 again. Because a smart man, listen up, Strofe. Because, you know, I'm trying to teach you what us poor folks do. A smart man will only reinvest the original investment. We take the profit and the earnings.
Recoup the principal.
Exactly. Recoup the principal, what Bradley said, and then we just put the initial investment back in. So I may be willing to invest $10 more if you have a good bet for me to go in on.
All right, well, we'll gander Pottawatomie Sportsbook for the right bet. We're not going to just fire without looking through all of the props and all of the available bets for the Brewers and Cubs tonight. It's Quinn Priester and Colin Ray, and
oh, we got to light Colin up.
Guess what I looked at?
What is that?
Over Brewers runs.
Ooh.
It's got to be more than 4.5, right?
Mm-mm.
3.5?
4.5?
Team totals. Over 4.5 is plus 120.
Interesting.
If the Brewers hit 5 runs, plus 120, I think Colin Ray is going to get lit.
Lit up.
Now,
lit up.
5 runs is a little steep, though.
They put up.
Whole game yesterday? We're talking. Not
yeah,
just
whole
Colin
game.
Ray.
Okay. Whole game. Now, Quinn Priester's been very hot for the Brewers. Very, very, very awesome. Second in the team in wins. I think he has 9, which is incredible. He might be due, unfortunately, for a little slide.
Don't you do that. He has seen it, not a Brewer.
Fraud. He's just thinking through. This is money, boys.
Do you want me excited for the Brewers to win 4-0?
You're not going to get in on this, Strofe?
I was offering half my winnings to you.
I don't want to be your charity case,
Strofe,
or your pity case.
That's free money.
Stop.
But you're a great charity case, and I love you for that.
God, I understand what the internet trolls say now when they say he has a punchable face.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, no. My favorite producer ever in the history of the world, Alex Strofe's running the show. UKB Nation at 800-990-3776.
Oh, my gosh. Colin Ray got rocked his last outing. Rocked.
How rocked?
5 innings pitch, 6 hits, 5 earned run.
Oh, wow.
Not against? 1, not 2, but 3 home runs allowed against the Royals.
Oh, boy.
Who are up and down right now. They were maybe selling at the deadline. If the Brewers over 4.5 plus 120 is very enticing.
What is 3.5? Is it still plus or no?
They only offer the 4.5.
So
3.5 would have been, you're probably laying minus 130.
So I'm 4.5. I feel good about 5. After yesterday,
another 10 for Kyle.
Bats are coming alive.
50 each from us.
Yep, I'm in.
Strofe, anything from you? Or do you want
50 each? Oh, yes, right. Y'all throwing your winning.
Yeah,
did you talk
winning.
To Lexi?
20 now has become 53.
Did you talk to Lexi? You consult with your wife about
this?
You
know, I did talk to Lexi. So I told her, hey, Lexi, we got a bet on this guy on the mound throwing 7 strikeouts. And let me tell you.
She locked into baseball?
She locked in. She's like, I get how this can be really fun. So I said, baby, I won 20 turned into 53. And she said, good job.
See?
But then I said, Ben told me that we should take that money.
Why'd you say
and
Ben
parlay
told
it,
me?
And wait for her response. Ben said that if we win, we should parlay that the next day. She said, don't just do what Ben always says. Take the money if you want the money.
What are you doing? Listen to your pregnant, smart wife.
So usually I always bet with Lexi's support her grace. This is the kind of against Lexi. She's saying you should just take the money. Don't just follow Ben, whatever he's getting into.
I agree with Lexi.
Yeah, I agree with Lexi too. Strope and Lexi have never been more aligned ever in their lives.
Now I'm starting to see. I don't want to go against Lexi. I feel like going against Lexi gives us bad juju. Now I'm getting nervous. Maybe Lexi, it's going to be like a 3-1 win for the Brewers.
But you know what happens when Brad comes home with that ticket? She rides.
Oh, yeah, she is. She's a little bit more, I'm not very risk-centric. She's willing to roll the dice a little bit more than I am.
No, I feel good about
this. She'll be okay with it.
I feel good. Colin Ray, listen, that was a guy on our team last year. They know how to hit him.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited. Take my 10. I want my 18 back. But take my 10.
That's the bet. Plus or
over 4.5 runs for the Milwaukee Brewers.
I like it.
Plus 120. Taylor and Waukesha. Strofe's the clown guy. You're up on the Carbless Talking text line.
Hey, Kyle. Ben is doing his Ben things again. I never once called you a clown. All I said was take your money and run, man. You ain't built for this. But Brad, take your money, guys. Don't listen to Ben. Take the money. Trust me.
You know, trust.
Wow. Trust the guy who calls Strofe a clown.
Yeah.
Strofe, anything you'd like to add in after the Strofe's the clown guy chimed in?
It's a wonderful day when Strofe is a clown guy. Is turning on Ben Brust because we all know, in reality, Ben Brust is a clown.
I mean, I wow. Taylor so
give yourself a bit of ching.
No, Taylor was on to something because only a clown would watch somebody eat a cucumber that was going to be meant for their grandmother's recipe that he was going to
late grandmother.
Your grandmother looking down said, "Do something, Alex, do something." Okay. I raised the family.
I gotta tell this story. We were playing Michigan State when I was in college. In this,
make my dead grandma about Ben.
This will connect. I promise. Your late grandma would be saying the same thing. So, we were getting our butts kicked by Michigan State.
How does he make everything about him?
And it was halftime. We were getting owned on the boards. And one of our tall center, Jared Bergeron at the time, didn't have a ton of rebounds. So, our strength coach is always in there before Bo comes in. And Jared goes to take pee. And Scotty goes in there and he goes, "You gonna do anything about what they're doing to you?" He goes, yeah, we got a rebound better. "You gonna do something about what they're doing to you?" And then Ryan Evans, and we all hear this. We hear a glass of apples and oranges shatter. He flips the table.
Oh, wow.
And Ryan Evans goes, "Hit him back, Jared. Hit him back."
Now, how did that get from the grandma?
Yeah.
"Do something about it. Hit him, you know? Hit him back. Do something about it."
That's a stretch.
That's actually very funny. Y'all down at halftime?
Yeah.
And Ryan,
he flipped the table. Ryan goes, "Hit him back, Harry. Hit him back."
That was a really relaxed team, huh?
I mean, we were getting our butts kicked. We weren't really kind of taking it at
that
point.
What it was. Dang, he just compared you to just taking it, getting beat up.
How is Strofe continue?
Strofe's best friend is sitting in here, and she goes, "Aw, poor Strofe."
I literally don't know how Strofe is still getting the brunt of everything.
Yeah,
after all this,
I feel bad for the kid.
It makes no sense.
But you know what? I'm going to listen to Taylor and Waukesha, and I'm going to keep my money in my pocket.
All of it?
Yep, I'm taking it home, baby.
Protect it, Kyle. Protect it like you always do.
But yeah, I'm a protected Brad. You should think about protecting yours as well.
I might think about protecting.
You should think about protecting. But something that I know that everybody should utilize protecting, and that is utilizing American Family Insurance. And guess what, y'all? Right now, it's time for training camp. And you know what that means? The dream drive is back. Thanks to American Family Insurance, young fans can ride bikes to and from pack practice alongside their favorite Packers players, creating unforgettable memories on two wheels. That's fun for the whole family as well. Play games, soak up the sun, or kick back in the shade. And don't forget the exclusive Packers giveaways. Take home sunglasses, bucket hats, and water bottles and more. It is a Packers tradition you don't want to miss. And it is all sponsored by American Family Insurance. So find an agent today, whether you're looking for homeowners insurance or you're looking for car insurance. Simply go to amfam.com. That is amfam.com today to either find a local agent near you or to get a quote instantly. That's amfam.com.
All right.
You know what? I'm out.
More next. Oh, my gosh.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
And make sure everyone's tuning in when we do this, because y'all's faces are going to be like,
It better be sweet.
If you think I'm going to act like that for oatmeal, you're outside your damn
You've never
mind.
Had Brad Nortman's oatmeal.
It's not Quaker, is it?
Yeah, but I've also had chocolate chip pancakes with butter organic. And syrup that make me go, oh, baby, oatmeal ain't going to do that.
You'll be surprised. I'm going to do a variety.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Welcome back.
Fans, if you like the Netflix show, you're going to love the pizza. Stranger Things Surfer Boy Pizza is crafted by our very own Palermo's and is back for the final season of the hit Netflix series. Grab all four new flavors along with your limited edition collectible stickers in every box. Get it at your local grocery store today. It is Kyle Brust and Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman. A mopey Alex Strofe running the show. UKVN Dang. Nation, 800-990-ESPN is the Carbless Talking text line.
He just did the people's elbow from the top rope on you. Already when you're down, he just came top rope and said, mopey
I would like, I would like to take a moment to apologize to Alex Strofe.
Oh.
But I need his full attention. Alex, I think you do a great job. I can't do it.
Oh my god!
I can't do it.
Look at his face.
I can't do it.
He didn't believe.
This has been an emotional roller coaster ride for Strofe for going on 3+ hours.
Was
now.
It good though?
It was worth every
it
second.
It looked so tasty. The way you ate it, it seemed like you weren't just doing it to do it.
Are you kidding me? The cucumber fresh, that he was gonna make
fresh from the
for
garden?
His family. It was fresh from the garden.
Yeah, it
you
was.
You can't just go out and buy that.
No,
you
know,
that is homemade.
You can't just go to a store like I did and buy him 6 cucumbers for his cucumber salad tonight. You can only have 1 cucumber from a garden if it's at your desk, and if somebody eats it, then it's gone forever.
Do you know how savage it is to be expecting cucumbers and expecting somebody to bring it fresh from a garden and telling your mom or your
well,
aunt about how fresh?
Need to know.
And then you just eat it, and then you just take it and you eat it.
Here's my whole thought about this cucumber thing. Nobody's going to know the damn difference between a garden cucumber and a regular cucumber in a cucumber salad.
You know who will? You know who will? Grandma up and have him. She'll know the truth.
Why are you laughing? Why are you? You're laughing on your late grandma right now?
Whoa. That's too far.
I agree.
I know you think this is all fun and games, but that's not funny.
That is not fun.
I will you
not
crossed the line.
I will not apologize to you. I apologize to Grandma.
I'll allow that.
All right, allowed. Man, you got me there. Pretty good.
That was good. Grandma's got standards.
Grandma's got more fight from up in heaven than Strofe does on the earth.
That's true. Grandma, come on now. Get the Holy Ghost spirit through his body and have him step up and defend himself.
I got 3 words for you. 5-21-4.
Ooh.
That's your record in Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust this
oh,
year.
Oh, wow.
Who writes those questions? Just out of curiosity, dummy.
Wow. He's coming
I
for
mean,
you.
He's trying, but like, do you know that every night when I lay down and I put my head on the pillow on a Tuesday night, I'm not thinking, oh, damn, Strofe beat me in Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? But you know what's going to happen tonight?
You know what's sad? Division
you know what's
going to
happen tonight?
Lost his edge.
You know what's going to happen tonight?
Not competitive anymore. Fake competitive.
He's going to eat cucumber salad and know that it's from a grocery store.
Dang.
Wow. I mean, it's just truly savage.
He's dancing on your grandma's grave.
This is a lawless office we live in. Lawless.
Here's the thing. It's not lawless. We have an HR department. We have people that get fired from here, believe it or not.
You know,
Ben Brust never once been in trouble because his best friend's the GM.
You should ask his best friend when he comes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no. You going up the corporate ladder? I've hurt you that bad?
You know what's funny about it? He did threaten HR when Ben was there. Ben said, okay, calm down. Calm down.
It wasn't me that threatened him.
Strofe doesn't do that. He just did it on the air.
Yeah, just on the air.
Oh, man. Poor guy.
All right.
He a douche.
Tell me if I've gone too far.
He a douche.
Let's take a vote.
He a douche.
Brad, have I gone too far?
I think so. I think an apology would go a long way.
Kyle?
You know, I'm not going to lie to you. When I saw it happen in person, I was laughing. It was hilarious. Strofe was so mad and upset. And the way he just kept eating, his Strofe face kept getting redder and redder and redder. I think you did go a little bit too far, because once the baby starts crying, That's when you know you kind of went too far. He said he had to go take a break. He had to go walk off his steam. That's
an emotional
lap. Yeah, exactly.
So Kyle and
he was
Brad,
bullied in the workplace.
You guys have said I've gone too far. Strofe, if I've gone too far.
I want you to understand how much of a dork this guy is. While Kyle was talking, he went in my ear and said, "Say I didn't go too far. Say I didn't go too far."
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. He's trying to rig the game.
He's groveling to the Benny Believers via the guy he pissed off. There's absolutely not one inch of shame in this.
No, this is how we end the segment now. This accomplished exactly what I wanted to accomplish.
What is that?
He didn't give in when I told him what to do. He finally put a backbone on and said, "You know what? No. I'm not going to keep going. I'm actually upset. This is ridiculous. I'm with Brad and Kyle."
He's a spin master. What is happening?
He thinks he's a mastermind. He thinks he's a freaking genius, when in reality, he's just a giant D-bag.
You douche.
IKEA. I'm going to tell you about their delivery. They have a great way to buy you time. You know, if you're making a cucumber salad at night and you don't want to be assembling furniture, you can have IKEA deliver the furniture to you, Strofe.
Right.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's awesome.
They have a full range of planning and delivery and assembly option. Kitchen and design planning. If you have that dream kitchen, IKEA can make it come to life. Closet planning. You or your spouse, maybe you want that closet you open up. You're like, "Oh, wow." They can help you with that. How about assembly? They partner with TaskRabbit. IKEA helps make your to-dos get done. Delivery, assembly. They help you plan, design, you name it. IKEA is there for you. Visit them at IKEA.com/US to learn more. You know what? I think I'm done. I think I'm done. I'm sorry, Strofe.
Wow. All right.
Okay. How about
now let's
that?
Eat some pizza and kiss and make up like Christian Wilkins.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
I'm about being young, wild, and free.
No, you're not. You're not young, wild, and free.
Yeah,
I am young, wild, and free. Every time I ask you to do something, I check with a girlfriend.
Why are you going personal? Why are you going to talk about business?
I could still be free with a lady.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
It is truly something you need to taste to experience. Those of you in KBN Nation who have tasted it, you know, and you know the flavors. The margaritas, the fruit flavors, the classic cocktails. Right now, the Tropical Bliss Variety Pack is a staple in the Nortman Estate. It is so unbelievably good. So no matter what you're doing tonight, whatever you're doing this week and upcoming weekend, enjoy it with a Carb Bliss in your hand, because Bliss is more with Carb Bliss. Excuse me,
but you see back. Kyle Brustin Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. I feel like I'm at a restaurant right now. We're sitting down. Brad's talking about some great things to wash down pizza. And we're going to welcome in our great friend John Leonardo from Palermo's, because you heard me a little bit. If you haven't, Stranger Things is back on Netflix, and the Stranger Things Surfer Boy pizza is crafted by Palermo's. John, welcome in to Kyle Brustin Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin, 800-990-3776. Is it possible that if I open up this box, I can find a holographic sticker?
Yes, Ben, that is correct.
Well, I know it when I see it.
You would know if you saw it, but in case you don't find one of the special stickers, I did bring some extras just in case.
Oh, wait, whoa. You like Willy Wonka.
These even have
Palermo's
the confidential.
Well, you know, I used to work for the Willy Wonka candy company.
Oh, I didn't know you worked for Willy Wonka. I'm glad you're at Palermo's and bringing me a golden ticket.
Get your hand out of there. He isn't giving you anything.
Oh, I thought it was for me.
It smells too good, though. I don't know how much longer I can hold back, because it looks so good.
So we're back with Surfer Boy Pizza, but now Stranger Things Surfer Boy Pizza, brought to you by Palermo's. What can you tell us that's different? And what's the buzz around this? Because last time you came in, we literally, when you left, couldn't do Kyle Brustin Nortman because we were obsessed with the Cheez-It pizza.
Right. Yeah, no. Obviously, there's been a several-year hiatus between season 4 and season 5 of Stranger Things. And so as we looked at the brand, what we wanted to do was we wanted to play tribute to the entire Stranger Things franchise and all 4 seasons and the upcoming 5th season. So we rebranded it as Stranger Things, still made by Surfer Boy Pizza. And if you look at some of the varieties, like the one that you're holding, Ben, Palace Arcade Pepperoni Pizza. We have the Starcourt Mall Supreme Pizza, the Hawkins High Cheese Pizza, and then the Hawkins Lab Combination Pizza.
Like
so
that.
Spent a lot of time in the lab when I was in school.
Sure,
you basketball
did.
Lab, not the
yes.
school.
Yeah. Very good, pal.
So yeah, so we want to just play tribute to those iconic locations throughout the entire series versus just one season in particular. So we have a couple of new things, like the combination pizza is a sausage pepperoni, and it's got a hatch chili pepper spice.
Oh, wow.
Adding a lot of,
giving you just the right amount of heat.
Put that thing in.
Yeah, but I mean, this is,
You will, Mr. Free Food.
Oh, it's Palermo's. We all want that.
I believe this Hawkins Lab combination pizza is one of the ones we get to try. The combination of Italian sausage, pepperoni, mozzarella cheese, marinara, hatch chili pepper sounds
ooh.
Unbelievable.
Ooh.
Sounds like something I got to try.
Well, luckily it's sitting next to me, so you might not be able to.
Last time I only got one slice, and I went crazy.
No, you got two slices. You got two slices.
I got two, but I it's about me, right, Strofe?
Always about you.
John, how did this relationship and branding alongside Stranger Things come about? Because it's such an iconic show, such a great show, and Palermo's is obviously best of the best. How did it come about that you would move forward with this
collaboration,
Ben?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. So we have, as you're well aware, we have really strong relationships with our retail partners across the U.S., and one of them being Walmart, and Netflix does a lot with Walmart across different categories. So when they were getting ready for season 4, they said, hey, we have a pizza place that's in season 4, being the Surfer Boy Pizza. And they said, we want to bring that to life in your store, Walmart. And because we already had such a great relationship with Walmart, our buyer said, hey, I want you to talk to Palermo's. They're the ones that could get this done and do it in
the
record
right
time.
People.
That we feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
No one else could pull that off.
I'm dead serious.
How about this? Because word on the street is that I was given permission to give away a lot of these pizzas.
Absolutely.
Caller number 15 to win over 10 pizzas, I'm hearing.
A year's worth.
12
of them things. Wow. Not one, not two, not three, not four, but 12 of them things.
Ben, I'm a little disappointed, though.
And all the stickers?
Well, you could have had caller 11 for the fans of the show.
Oh, 11.
You know what? We haven't answered any phone calls yet. Caller 11, 800-990-3776. Caller 11, you're going to win pizza, 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 pizza. It's going to be amazing. You got Supreme Mall, Starcourt Mall Supreme, Hawkins High Cheese, Hawkins Lab Combo, Palace Arcade. Get your pizza at 800-990-3776. That is caller 11. You got anything else up your sleeve, John?
Let's see. We already shared Cheez-It. We have Stranger Things. We'll have a few more things for you guys in the fall.
Last time you were here, John, I asked you about the barbecue chicken pizza. You said, we got it out there, and let me tell you, I went to my local Syndex. And I got the pizza, and my fiance, now she wasn't my fiance there. I call her baby girl. Her nana came in from Florida. She tried the pizza. She said, this is delicious. I need this pizza. And barbecue chicken was fantastic. And so just thinking overall about Stranger Things pizza, where are these available for people to be able to buy them at?
Yeah, so Stranger Things pizza is available at Walmart, Sendix, Woodman's, Festival Foods, Piggly Wiggly. It will be in September at Pick and Save, so right around the corner. Pretty much anywhere around the Wisconsin, Milwaukee area, you should be able to find Stranger Things pizza.
Let me tell you this. When John comes on and he talks to us about a new pizza, it always hits. It never doesn't hit. We've had a sneak
peek. I need that piece.
I've had a sneak peek already, so I will give you guys the first
waited
light.
Long.
Oh.
Go ahead, Kyle. Go ahead.
This
get on over there.
This Hawkins Lab one looks too good.
Yes. Brad, you can get up too. As Kyle and Brad literally within the second I said get up, got up for the pizza. So that was a great question by Kyle, because basically any major retailer that Palermo's works with, you're going to find the new Stranger Things pizza along with all of their other amazing brands. You got Palermo's, you got the Urban Pie, you got Screamin' Sicilian, Thin and Crispy, Detroit, OG. I mean, you name it, Tavern Style, Stranger Things. I probably missed one because you guys have so many that are so good.
I can see the sweet chili on here, John.
That Hawkins
cheese it. Cheese it, obviously. Cheese it. John, now that I can add this, it's now been, we're going to have Boss Hog, which you know is my favorite, the OG Screaming Sicilian. Cheese It Pizza. Actually, somebody in the corner over there's husband came over for a little Mario party when I was a bachelor and my fiance was out of town, and we had every Palermo's brand possible. Add another to the list. Thank you, as always, for everything you do for my belly.
How y'all do it? John, how do y'all do it?
It's so good.
Who is the genius? Bring him to my wedding. Matter of fact, I'm going to ask now. I want Palermo to sponsor the end of my wedding.
The late night snack.
The late night snack. Yeah. I want to be sponsored by Palermo. I'm going to ask the venue, but I'm asking Palermo's. I'm telling you, it's just so delicious.
Yeah, let's talk. Let's see what we can do.
Let's talk.
No lie.
That's an invitation.
You have to be as enticing as Stranger Things was to Palermo's to get them to do it.
So
see if you're a good sell job.
So, Kyle, when's the wedding?
June 27th.
June of 27?
No, June 27.
Okay.
Or 2026. I ain't waiting that long.
I was like, nothing like pushing it off a few
years. I'm too old for that, John.
You already pushed it off like 8 years for poor baby girl.
And also, I'll let you guys sponsor my birthday. You didn't know that, but all the pizza at my birthday party, all Palermo.
You didn't know you sponsored my birthday. But
unofficial sponsor.
Unofficial. I hope that's okay.
So, Kyle, maybe we could arrange the Screaming Sicilian food truck to pull up for at the wedding venue.
Baby girl, you hear that? Baby girl, you hear that? Palermo's is coming, baby. June 27th to 2026. The Wallace wedding's going to be off the chain with Palermo's.
Let's talk. We can make it happen.
All right.
I won't miss it either. Now I have every reason to go. It wasn't for Kyle. Now it's for the pizza.
If I was on the fence, I'm going now.
John, we appreciate it. Stranger Things, get your pizza. It is a wonderful time every time you join, and a wonderful time for our tummies every time we try your pizza.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust is coming up next. With, I'm just going to say it, Strofe, Greg Scalzo, the originator of Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust, the OG question asker, the guy with the integrity behind the entire segment, is going to be joining us for Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust coming up next. You might not have got Stranger Things, but you can play me, and Strofe knows my record by heart because I stink at it.
5-21-4.
5-21-4. If you want to make me even worse or give me a win, give us a call. Caller 10, 800-990-3776. That's 800-990-3776 for Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? Caller 10, 800-990-3776. Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? In 2 minutes.